Back here in the KGGF studios on this Thursday morning, I'm Sam Speck alongside Matt Jordan as we're joined live in studio with the chief of the Coffeyville Police Department. It's Quinn Bromley. Quinn, welcome back.
Hey, thank you.
As we are finding ourselves here deep into the year of 2018, can't believe we're already in December. Thanksgiving has gone by. Quinn, did you have a good holiday?
Yeah, I did. What? As you can tell.
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
you said
well,
it wasn't
like
me.
Well, calling the kettle black.
Well, you're right. You're correct. Hey, that's why I can say it.
Yes.
Exactly. So Quinn Bromley joining us in here this morning as it's a good time of the season, really, to kind of talk about some things that we'll hit on today. I think first and foremost, we'll just go ahead and start with something that's been going around quite a bit in the area. We've heard it at the top of the hour with the Cherryville Police Department, but it sounds like you are kind of experiencing, and everybody really around the nation, counterfeit money is increasingly becoming a problem in our area.
Yeah, as you know, as technology evolves, counterfeit money is improving every year. And I have to tell you that the counterfeit money that we're seeing, the bills that are coming through, look really real. I mean, they're well prepared, they're well made, and criminals are taking advantage of the holiday seasons by, they know that the businesses, the shops are just inundated with people, shoppers buying in long lines, and clerks are trying to get people through the system as quickly as possible, and so they're not scrutinizing the bills like they would in, you know, the spring or summer. So the bills are getting passed, and it's unfortunate because you can actually be in possession of a counterfeit bill and not even know it until you go to pass it, and you may or may not get caught at the register, you know, and that's the last thing that anybody wants done is to get hit with
and I think
being stopped at the store. I mean, it's bad enough when you walk out of the out of Walmart and the security alarm goes off, and you know, because they forgot to remove something out of the bag.
That's kind of an interesting question I had as well. Obviously, you know, I heard a suggestion, if you got a bill passed towards you, it's good to maybe get the person that had passed it towards you. But for those people that are unknowing and had no will behind it, what is the scenario that goes behind when they get caught with one of those bills?
Obviously
it won't be passed, but...
Right, and they're just out. I mean, they are a victim themselves. Mm. It's up to law enforcement to try to ascertain, you know, how they got that bill, who they got it from, and try to backtrack it. But more so than not, that's almost an impossible task. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're seeing hundreds. We're seeing 50s. Wow. We're seeing 20s. We're seeing 10s. And there's some 5s out there. So, and it's good quality stuff. So, you know, for businesses, my recommendation would be buy a counterfeit pen and tell your clerks to really scrutinize that money, and those of us that have money in our pocket, I'm not one of them, but you take that you take your money out and really scrutinize it and look for the security features, and you know, it doesn't cost hardly anything to buy a counterfeit pen on the internet nowadays, and you can look at them.
Well, and I think you made a great point as well. Yeah, it's holiday season. Sometimes potentially a line out the door. Just take an extra 5 seconds to be vigilant about those bills. Really scrutinize them, even if it's ones or whichever. And at the same time with that, you know, if it is a large pile of bills, sometimes, you know, scammers or whichever you'd like to call them, try and fool you that they're, you know, they'll fold up a bill and make it look like it's more than just one there, and they'll just kind of hand it off to you. And if you're in a hurry, and you can, you know, you can pass over that. And it's a good time of the year to take a step back, take an extra 5 seconds, that's it, on the bills, and potentially, you know, keep that funny money out of the system. So
yeah, absolutely. If you're receiving a handful of 20s, you need to look in there, because in all likelihood, if somebody is actually trying to pull one over on you, there's going to be one or two bills in that real money that's counterfeit.
Yeah, at least somewhere in there. So
call your local law enforcement. Our guys will go out and take a look at it and try to sort through the mass. It is difficult.
Yeah, yeah. So if in doubt, definitely get in contact with your law enforcement. And again, as Bromley had said, if possible, try and figure out a way to narrow that down and track it back to the people who passed it to you, who they passed it through as well, and hopefully get back to the source at someday. So, well, it wasn't too bad last night, but again, colder temperatures have moved in into the area. With that, you know, you kind of see some people going out. You know, I do this myself sometimes, especially when there's snow on the windshield, maybe a little bit of ice, whichever. But you leave the car on, you leave it warm, and in some cases, you know, that really isn't the best idea.
Yeah, a lot of people don't think about that. I mean, because, you know, you're you're trying to get ready for the morning. You're running possibly late to work. You're starting your car. It's cold out. And you go inside to get the rest of your stuff, and you come out, and there's always a possibility your car may not be there. Now, you know, modern cars, they're able to lock, and you can remote start your vehicles. But some of the older cars, you know, you have to actually physically be with the car. And who wants to sit out on a block of ice, you know, inside the car waiting for the vehicle to warm up? It's my recommendation would be to start your car and remain with your vehicle, or at least stay in the window inside your home and watch your vehicle in your driveway. But even then, you know, you run the risk of somebody coming up and quickly jumping in your vehicle. With that, if you are going to start your vehicle up, make sure it's in a well-ventilated area.
Yeah,
you certainly don't
want
to do it inside a garage, enclosed garage, and you know, be the victim of carbon monoxide.
Yeah, or again, you know, be a good neighbor. If you're in close quarters with your neighbor or something like that, and you know, you're just pumping that CO or whatever it may be, the carbon monoxide over on their side, you know, that's not being very respectful of it either. So
absolutely,
be a good neighbor with it. Now, with that, Quinn, I think you of all people is a good place to start with some advice. Once, you know, from Colorado, there was always really ice on the ground, slush, snow. I learned how to drive on the snow very, very quickly. And you know, we don't see a whole lot of snow sticking to the grounds and forcing that ice. There's a lot of cooler temperatures and frozen ice, no doubt. But when it comes out to it, you know, when we see severe winter weather, you know, what are some good, you know, tips for the listeners out there to go out on the roads and try and deal with that?
You know, if the road conditions are bad or poor, the best advice is to stay home if possible.
Just stay off the roads, yeah.
Absolutely. If you do have to get out on the road, you want to drive a little slower. You know, that means you have to think about where you're going and how long it takes to get there and plan for that by adding some additional time to it. Typically, when you're following a vehicle on dry pavement, you're allowing about 4 seconds, that gap between each vehicle, you're allowing for about 4 seconds between vehicles. If you are following a vehicle on icy or slushy roads or even hard-packed snow, you need to allow for 12 seconds or more between vehicles, because as you start to decelerate, you want to allow your vehicle that buffer zone to slow down gradually.
Yeah.
Most certainly, we don't want you slamming on your brakes or anything like that. I would really discourage people from slamming on their brakes. It's easier to let off the pedal and let the vehicle coast and decelerate.
Yeah, and I think that's one major misconception of it, is because, you know, you say 12 feet behind, and it's not necessarily because your car has the inability to stop within that 4 feet, but it's when you do slam on the brakes and lock your tires, it becomes even more out of control, potentially, and more dangerous. So when you are that 12 feet behind, it's more of a pumping action, you know, it's a slow, you don't want to lock the wheels at all, and it's a slow as well, you know, accelerating as well. You don't want to, you know, just pump the gas and do burnouts as well. You could, you know, first of all, it's dangerous for you and other drivers around you, not good for your car, but, you know, with accelerating and braking, you kind of want to take it easy on the pedal.
Yeah, and the whole gist of it is absolutely that, taking it easy. Slow driving, slow braking, slow acceleration, and taking your time. Yeah. Being very defensive while you're out there,
yeah,
because other people may not be.
Now, one of the big things that I learned, I lived up in North Dakota for about 6-7 months. They obviously have heavy snowfall up there. But with that, it's very similar here to Kansas. Sometimes, potentially, you're driving a few hours in between town to town. That's a lot of time where you're not going to be even in cell range, or you're not going to be really in contact of anybody. It's pretty good to be prepared with that, with stuff in your car.
Yeah, absolutely. And in my own personal vehicle, we have a winter kit in there. It has a blanket. We recommend, you know, flashlight, some snacks in the vehicle, de-icer, can of de-icer, some road flares, things that you could utilize if for some reason you slide off the road and you're stuck there for a little bit waiting on somebody to come get you out. The other thing that I recommend is if you are traveling out of town, to plan your route, talk to somebody, let them know that, hey, I'm going to, for example, Parsons, and it's going to take me little over a couple hours. I think I'm going to be there about this time, and I'm planning on staying for a day or so. So tell somebody when you're departing and when you plan on coming back, and what your route is going to be. That way, if you do end up not showing up at your arrival time, somebody might have an idea where you went and the route you were taking, so that law enforcement and emergency responders can go out and look for you.
Yeah, and that one is very, very easily overlooked because, you know, and now today's day and age, it's you're one button away on a cell phone from being in contact with somebody. So people don't make that reach out to, you know, beforehand because they believe and think that, oh, I'm going to always have this cell phone. What if it dies? You run out of battery or, you know, in a lot of areas, you're not going to even have access to it with service. And so that's a great piece of advice to at least let somebody know that where you're going, when you're going to be there, and at least the route to give them a good idea. So God forbid that something does happen.
With cell phones, a lot of people don't take into account that towers ice over.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times those signals are absorbed in that. And sometimes towers do fail. So...
Well, I know that. I mean, we're in the radio business. It's technology. That's all we deal with every day. And it's like, oh, technology's perfect. I'll tell you what, it is not. It is. It makes mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very sensitive.
It certainly does with that. So great piece of advice there for driving within the winter as well. And at this time of the year, I think it's just good to kind of hang around the brake pedal a little bit more. You got deer on the side of the road. You could potentially have ice as well. And with that, it's just better to be a little bit of a defensive driver almost.
Yeah. And I will say that if somebody does go off the road, try, if possible, remain in your vehicle. We've seen videos and everybody's seen, you know, the news where a vehicle will slide into another vehicle or hit somebody that's outside their vehicle. You're safer in your vehicle unless your vehicle is obviously, you know, in the water or on fire, but remain in your vehicle and be calm.
Yep. Yeah, that's one big thing as well. Be calm, keep your heart rate managed, and you know, manage the situation with that. So
absolutely.
Great pieces of advice there. Again, continuing our conversation here with the Chief of Police with the Coffeyville Police Department. Well, Quinn, we've got a fun weekend coming up here for Coffeyville. It's going to be a cold one. It's going to be chilly. Definitely want to bundle up, but are you going to be in attendance for this parade? I know the police department will have a few over there, but...
The police department will be there. Unfortunately, I have another commitment, so I will not be at this parade. It'll be the first one that I've missed since getting on the force in 19, well, many years ago.
Yeah, many years ago. Yeah, I've got some plans as well for that Friday, so unfortunately, I'm going to have to miss it. But it sounds like the police department's going to be out there. Any tips that you've got for our listeners to just have an easy, enjoyable parade night?
Yeah, get there early. It's going to be cold. We may start seeing some weather coming in. Depends on the forecast models. Find a good parking spot. Take some blankets, some hot cocoa with you. Be nice, be kind, and have fun. After the parade is over, remember that we're still blocking exits and intersections throughout the parade route. So as the parade goes by, that doesn't mean you can just go in any direction. So there's the parade is going to go east down 8th Street, and it'll turn and go south on Walnut, and then back to the west on 9th Street, disbanding at Willow. And inevitably, I always work 9th and Willow, and inevitably, everybody wants to go south once the parade passes 8th and Willow, and you can't get through. And so my advice would be to go north. If you're going, go north of 8th and disperse out from that area.
Yeah. And you had mentioned as well, bundle up. There was, I can remember as a kid, there was one thing I always hated that made me disenjoy things the most is when my hands were freezing. Go get yourself some of those hand warmers from Walmart, maybe the foot warmers, some gloves, and just enjoy the night with the family. Now, speaking of kiddos as well, you guys were doing a little shop with a cop. That's coming up later in the month of December, but at the same time, a good thing to remind our listeners as well. That's coming up here in the middle parts, the 19th, I believe that's happening on.
Yeah, December 19th, we'll again partner up with the Boys and Girls Club, and I think we're going to have another 250 children out there this year. So we will most certainly have a good time with that. Yeah. There's still time to donate to the Boys and Girls Club if anybody would like to do that. Get a hold of Griffin Walker. You can do that and certainly make some children's day a lot brighter. We're also doing a Field Cruiser event. We will be collecting toys, food, and clothing on it'll be Saturday, December 15th from 9 in the morning till 1 at Family Dollar. We'll have a patrol car there and an officer. The whole goal is to fill the police car up with toys, food, and clothing.
Nice.
And we'll do it again the following day out at Walmart. I will be out there from 12:30 in the afternoon till 4:30 in the evening. collecting those goods, and then we will take those back to the police department and divide it up and get that out to some families that have been identified and children. So if you can come out and support us, we would certainly be very thankful that your listeners can do that.
Great stuff. Again, Police Chief with the Coffeyville Police Department, Quinn Bromley, thanks so much for joining us here on this Thursday morning. Any final notes or messages out to the listeners?
Hey, have a safe and happy holidays.
Holidays and a happy new year. Again, Quinn Bromley, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.